Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Kyle Brandt, host of his new show, The Kyle Brandt Football Experience on the NFL Network, and also the network host who has the that show debut, which, by the way, 5 o'clock p.m. Central on the NFL Network, and the 30-minute show airs Fridays 5, and a viewer's ultimate guide to the week that's going to be happening in the NFL. Good stuff right there. This is Kyle Brandt joining us right now on the phone. And Kyle, how you doing?
Bill, I am so excited to be calling Wisconsin, my favorite state in the country. I'm fired up. Thank you for having me.
And we are glad you are here. Here's the question. Can Aaron Rodgers on a leg and a half without really being able to be too mobile, can he beat the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, I think he can. He's the best player in football. If he can beat Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith down all those points and come back on one leg and do it in the middle of the game, yeah, I think he almost can beat anybody in football right now. The question is all the enigma wrapped around it. I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse of it. I'm trying to observe this thing. It's very shadowy about exactly what his deal is. So if he's out there, yes, the Packers can win. The Packers can beat the 85 Bears if Aaron Rodgers is out there. I just don't know exactly what's his status, what's his health. I feel like he's a video game character. What level is his health at? I don't know. Do you?
I don't know, but if I had to take a guess, an educated guess, just from, you know, having knee injuries,
yeah,
I'd say it's either an MCL or an LCL tear. I mean, the comment made that was after the game that said it can't get injured any worse,
yeah,
tells
that.
Me something snapped or popped. And it is what it is. It's broke. Okay, let's sleeve it. Let's brace it. Let's shoot it up and move on. And that's what it is. And that's what I feel it is anyway.
You see guys leave the game. You see guys on the training table. You see guys go into the tent and they end up all right. It's almost unheard of to see a guy on the cart. The cart is a whole different deal. Go on the cart and come back. Even during the broadcast, Al Michaels said offhandedly, well, he's certainly done for the night. I mean, because he just, over so many years, you go on the cart, you're done. This scenario, you're done for the season. So the fact that he came back, I think a lot of people had this sigh of relief that I think was premature. I remember thinking, like, we've seen guys come back and adrenaline and they shot off or whatever, but it's when the MRIs come back that they say, unfortunately, we found out he did do this and this. So based on what you know and what you've heard, if it is those injuries you're saying, we'll see how, like, he plays through that, or he can play through all season, or is he done? I'm not a doctor, but it sounds terrible.
Well, now we wait and see, and whether or not Kirk Cousins has the ability, offensively speaking, to be able to actually get the job done against this Packers defense. Mike Pettine changed some things in the second half, dialed up a few different blitzes, gave the Bears a little bit of a different look, and it was successful. They only gave up 16 points, but this is Kirk Cousins and a much, much better Vikings offense, a better line, Dalvin Cook in there. So give me your thoughts on that offense.
I mean, there's a lot to be proven still. Dalvin Cook is great. The receivers are good. I don't know. Has Kirk Cousins ever won a big game in his career still? That would qualify going into Lambeau Field and winning and beating Aaron Rodgers one leg or not. I qualify as a big game. And you can – the list of huge Kirk Cousins wins is still sitting on zero. I like the guy. I like that they brought him in. But we've seen this guy spots where – I mean huge spots, way bigger than this. A win and get into the playoff spot, or a beat the Giants and knock them out of the playoff spot. And he's not only been not great, Bill, he's been actually bad. So I love him. I think he's one of the good guys in the league, and I hope he plays well the whole season. But no, I'm not sitting here saying that Minnesota's got it now and they're a 13-3 juggernaut. I don't care what their defense is. I don't care how much trash the Barr talks, the D-line talks to Rodgers. They can play. They can hold Green Bay to 20 points. But unless Kirk Cousins can get them to 21, we have yet to see it. He has a lot to prove.
Defensively speaking, if Aaron Rodgers' mobility is not, because he creates a lot on the run. Now, we saw him be more of a Peyton Manning and Tom Brady-esque style quarterback, and he really kind of carved up that defense with a lot of catch and runs on Sunday night. But can they do that against a very, very good defense in Minnesota?
I don't like it. I mean, I can't lie to you. We've seen Rodgers hop around. I'll never forget the game up in Seattle. We played on one leg, and he was gutsy. I'm talking about the playoff game, and he can do it. And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers healthy is, I think, is the best player in the sport in any position, any position. Aaron Rodgers, when he's banged up and can't run around, he's more like a Phillip Rivers. You know, Phillip Rivers is a good player and you can win with him, but he ain't Rodgers. So I hate to see it because I want him to have his best experience and have the best game. And there's no player I like to watch more in the game, especially this early in the season, but it's a different deal. Like, if he is going to be that, then they better get that running game going. And Jimmy Graham better make those huge plays. And Devontae's got to be great because you can't just let back and sit back and let Jordan go for 50. I mean, Jordan's only going to get 20 points on this given. So we need the Scotty and Horace Grant and everybody else to get 25 too. And those are the guys around Rodgers.
Kyle Brandt, host of the new show called The Kyle Brandt Football Experience on the NFL Network, coming up. He's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Talk about this division in general. What did the Bears show you? Because obviously they're going to have to face the Packers again. Detroit got just blown out, and Matt Patricia looked like a deer in the headlights. But give me your thoughts on the division.
Well, Chicago show, I mean, they lost, obviously, and they have a massive Aaron Rodgers problem. And Aaron Rodgers is the undertaker to them, and he comes back from the dead, and he's done it for a decade, and far better for did it for a decade and a half before that. The Bears have a massive Aaron Rodgers problem. And what's really not good for the Bears is it looks like they actually underpaid for Khalil Mack. And I mean that. The Ravens, I feel like that screwed them, that deal getting two first-round picks, because Mack looked like a monster. Roquan Smith came in and had a sack on his first professional play. So for Packers fans, I think they're going to be looking at those two guys for years to come. As it pertains to this year, though, listen, the Bears, if I was a Packers fan, I would be looking at the Bears as my little brother at this point. We beat them every year. They can bring in whoever they want. We always beat them. And it was kind of like they had this new era, and it's Coach Nagy, and it's a new offense, and it's a quarterback. And they came out in that first drive and looked awesome. The first hook that they ran, and they went right down the field, and Trubisky scores a touchdown. But then with all these new coaches, all these guys who were in the Sean McVay green and all the future offenses and everything, watch them in the fourth quarter, what they do. Because they scoop those plays beginning and end game plan. I judge them by what they do in the second half. The Bears did not do enough. But the Titans and the Lions, I mean, it was an F-. It was terrible. Stafford will chuck you one. Stafford will chuck you four. It'll do that on a given day. What I'm terrified about, if I'm a Lions fan, is the reason we brought in Matt Patricia. The one reason, the only reason he has that job is to make us a killer defense. That's what we want. We got to play defense. And they have, can you think of an easier debut as a head coach, a defensive coach ever, than going at home on national television against the Jets team with a quarterback who's never played a game before? Not only that, is the youngest to ever do it. That's as easy as it gets. And they were terrible. So we'll follow what happens in Minnesota. But if I'm a Packer fan, I'm not worried about either Detroit or Chicago.
Real quick before I let you go, now you mentioned obviously the Lions game and what the Jets did to them, but just real quick, your takeaway from week one.
The Chiefs and the Rams, in the NFC and the NFC, starting with the Rams, like, they're coming. They're going to be there. I don't think last year was a fluke. I don't think there's going to be a factor of they caught up with McVay or the Rams, because we knew that offense was special, and Goff and Gurley and McVay were bad scientists. But the defense, I mean, it's you can't let the Rams have that many good defensive players. I think they're going to be a big factor, not only now, but in January. And then the Chiefs right now are kind of like Rams-like. They've got the cool young quarterback and the crazy offense and the playmakers. We're going to find out a lot about the Chiefs this weekend, though, because anybody can go to that ridiculous amphitheater that the Chargers play in where they have no home fans and go in and win. This weekend, the Chiefs will go to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh does not start seasons 0-2. So if Kansas City goes to Pittsburgh and beats this weird, wild Pittsburgh team, then they're really something. We'll find out everything we need to know about Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend.
Good stuff as always, Kyle. Thanks so much for joining us. So we'll enjoy the program Monday through Friday. Monday morning, or Good Morning Football, I should say, at 6 a.m. Central. And then after that, obviously, you're the Kyle Brandt Football Experience coming up on the NFL Network as well, 5 o'clock Central. And I look forward to seeing that as well, okay?
We love it, Bill. Friday at 5. Can't wait. Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Kyle Brandt. You can follow him at Kyle Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T, at Kyle Brandt on Twitter as well, with the NFL Network joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.